What's going on, Key Brosabi? It's your boy Jerry, the TRXer at Washington, and I'm here in the basement of General Fitness Company Studio recording episode number 73 of the TRXpert Talks. Now today, we're back, it's Monday, and I had a great time this weekend hanging out with some friends from back in the days when I used to live in Spain. We had a good time going out, and today I want to talk a little bit about fear, kind of talk about, I've been going out for a while, a long while, but no, recently I've been going out for a while with a purpose. I've been going out for a while trying to network and try to make more friends and stuff like that, but for some reason, I just like haven't been able to be real social. I don't know, I go out and I go out on my own and I'm like super hermit, but then I go out with like my friends that from back in the day, and I'm like super social butterfly and making friends with everybody. And I swear I made like 5 friends in a city that I don't even live in. So I want to talk a little bit about fear and those big fears that we have and those small fears we have and everything else in between. So but before we get this show started, you know, it'd be awesome. I would really, really appreciate it. I've had a couple of people already do this and tell me that they've done this recently. Thank you, friends. But it would mean the world to me if you shared this podcast. You know, if you don't share it, if you wrote a review or even left a rating on iTunes, that would be really amazing too. Because, you know, I do this podcast here partially because I just love to do what I do, but also because I believe that I have something to share that could help people out there. You know, it's not really just about me just talking and making myself feel good because I have a podcast, but it's really about me hopefully sharing something that will maybe spark something or a thought or an idea or maybe even spark some action in you to change what you're doing to create that life that you want. Because, you know, like here at the General Fitness Company, I'm all about fitness. You know, it's great to have fitness, but it's not just fitness in the gym. You know, I'm really trying to help people create a mental framework that helps them make good decisions, not only in the gym, but outside the gym in the real world. So, you know, like I said, share this podcast with a friend or write a rating or review if you are on iTunes, because all that helps me out, because all that feedback helps bring more eyes and ears to this podcast. And the more eyes and ears we have in this podcast, the more mouths that can speak about the positive message that I'm trying to spread. So without further ado, let's get this podcast underway. Episode number 73, Mosquitoes and Lions. Lego! Okay, so today we're going to talk a little bit about fear. You know, it's kind of funny because I was just thinking about my weekend, and it was like one of those weekends where you're just like, it's just a whirlwind, you know? Like, I wasn't prepared for this weekend. I was pretty much working my face off until, like, I had to go down, because, you know, it's always a decision, but until I decided to go down to D.C. to visit some friends, because we actually made this a little engagement in advance, and I was like, oh, I gotta make it, because I haven't seen these people in a while. So I went down there, and I had a good time, but I was living a different life out there than I normally live out here. So, you know, the thing is that I normally like to go out here. You know, I go out, I've been trying to network and stuff, and trying to meet people, and go out at night, and just, you know, meet people that might have shared interests, maybe meet some friends, some male friends, and made some friends, obviously some female friends, because I'm a single guy. But the thing is that, like, when I go out on my own, when I go out in Philly, I'm such a hermit. I'm like the most, how would you say? I'm like the most introverted extrovert when I go out by myself. Now, when I'm with my friends, it's a whole different animal. So it's funny, like, and it's the thing is that, like, when I go out with my friends, I think big picture. It's like totally like big picture. I don't really worried about what's going on. I'm just like really just going out having fun. When I'm hanging out by myself and I'm going out, it's a whole different scene. And what it reminds me of? It actually reminds me of this story from, it's from the Bible, but it was kind of retold and rediscovered by Malcolm Gladwell not too long ago. I was actually watching something not too long ago that was Malcolm Gladwell was talking about the story of David and Goliath. Now, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with the story of David and Goliath. Like, you know, David has the slingshot. He kills Goliath because he was unorthodox and he fought in a different way. All the other soldiers and stuff were dying because they're trying to fight Goliath with like a sword and stuff. And David just said, hey, I don't know why you guys are getting so close to this giant. I'm going to just stand back here and just kill him from back here. That way he can't reach me, right? So the story originally for most of us, the way we learned it, is that that David was a hero that killed a giant in an unorthodox way. So the story, what we are led to believe, is that sometimes it takes unorthodox methods to solve problems, especially big problems, right? And that's all well and good. That's actually something that we should all adhere to in certain aspects of our life. But there's even an even bigger picture that has to do with the details. And that's what this episode is actually about today. It's not about fear, so to speak. I guess it is about fear, but it's really about paying attention to the details, because there's the details can actually change the whole dynamic of what you're doing. So to kind of go on about what Malcolm Gladwell was saying about the story about David and Goliath, the details to the story were that Goliath, it's very possible that Goliath was a giant that had very big, he had a disability. He couldn't see that well. And that story is actually a metaphor for like giants in general. It's like a giant is not going to be able to see that well. They're just going to be just big, and they kind of just cover broad spaces. And a lot of times, if you're big and you can cover a lot of area and you can just like overpower stuff, that works. Obviously, as we heard from the story of David and Goliath, it's good to be big, it's good to be strong, it's good to be a giant. But there are times when you have to pay attention to details, and the devil's in the details, and details will kill you. As we've heard, as you may or may not have heard before, you can die by the sword, or you can die by the death of a thousand cuts. And dying by the death of a thousand cuts is a thousand times more painful than dying by a sword. You know, a sword is pretty much one and done. A thousand cuts, you kind of suffer to death. With fear, those thousand cuts, those thousand details, they can actually creep into your psyche and actually change your actions and change your potential outcome of your actions. Because if you're fearful, if you're acting in fear rather than acting in just boldness and just going forward, you're going to be overanalyzing everything that you do. So I notice that when I go out by myself and I'm not with my friends, I'm totally like fearful. I'm totally overanalyzing everything that I do. And that's never good. Never good. Sometimes, as I said, the devil's in the details, and sometimes David wins, right? In this case, when you're going out, or when you're doing most things, the giant is going to win, because you're not worried about those details, you're not worried about those other things that can creep into your psyche and can change your outlook for your potential for the activity or event that you're doing. So that also works in the gym. Obviously, Monday through Thursday, we try to take these ideas that we have in the gym and take them out into the real world. Obviously, kind of did the real world thing first, but in the gym, that's kind of the same way. It's like you can't be worried so much about the details all the time. A lot of people, when they're with their workouts, their detailed workouts are like these bodybuilder workouts where they do like chest and back or buys and tries or I don't even know. You know what I'm saying, though. I'm sure you've heard these workout routines before that are so specific that they almost are overwhelming and you don't really get the results that you want. Now, occasionally, if you're really trying to, you know, slay giants or whatnot, or if you're trying to be a bodybuilder, then yes, you are going to have to do those detailed exercises, do those detailed routines. But if you're going out just to conquer the world, if you're going out just to be, you know, great in your own right and not really worried about the details, then hey, you just need to have a general workout routine, something that can, you know, get your upper body and your cardio and your flexibility going. And that's really, you know, upper body, lower body. I almost forgot about lower body. I'm like regular bodybuilders, right? They all forget about legs. I shouldn't say that. But if you do see a lot of those pictures of bodybuilders, well, not real bodybuilders, but the people, those IG and those social media self-proclaimed bodybuilders, a lot of them have like these huge torsos and like these super small legs. But I digress. A real workout routine would have upper body, lower body, cardio, and flexibility training involved in it. And most people don't really do that. And the thing is, it's just so simple, so general, and so effective. But yet, so many people try to get into the details and get overwhelmed with these details, and all of a sudden they fail because they've gotten so overwhelmed by these details. They're pretty much dropping by the wayside by analysis paralysis or paralysis by analysis, and you know they end up giving up because they just have overthinking the whole situation and they get killed by the giant. So don't get killed by the giant. Don't be fearful. Don't be super stressed about the details of your workout routine. Because at the end of the day, stressing about the details can only work if you're trying to kill giants. And for the most part in your life, you're not trying to kill giants. You're just trying to live your everyday life. So unless you're trying to kill a giant, unless you're trying to undertake a super complex activity or concept or event, then you don't really need to worry about that. You know, you just got to do what you got to do and keep moving. Now, you might be saying, but Jerry, my workout routine has to be complex because my body is complex. You seen these 80 pounds I got to lose? And yes, I understand. Like, you may be trying to lose a ton of weight at a time, but in that case, you just have to have patience. There's nothing in the world, there's no workout routine in the world that's going to get you crazy fast results that is not going to have a detrimental downside somewhere down the end. There's going to be some kind of detrimental consequence to moving fast. So don't worry about those detailed routines that claim to have these super fast results, because it just doesn't work that way. Nothing scientific works outside of the laws of nature. And I just want you to remember that. That's just not something that happens, not something that'll ever happen. And anybody claims that they can make that happen, run the other way. So anyways, this is what I got for you today. I'm going to pick this up in the conclusion because I actually want to talk to you about something that we have coming up as an event for me and for some trainers around the Philadelphia area. So stay tuned. All right, so yeah, that's a little talk on fear and the devil in the details, or whatever you want to call that. But essentially what I'm talking about is don't worry so much about the details. But for the most part, most of the problems that you have are probably not that big, and you're most likely stressing out about them more than you should. And if you just take action and start doing whatever it is that you would consider your first step into advancing towards your goal, then you'll start to see that it's really not that bad, and you really were more worried about your thoughts than the actual event. So, speaking of events, I'm going to be doing, I had this idea, and we've been kind of running with this, and the Philadelphia area trainers have been kind of been supportive of this. So this might be something that might actually get kind of big. I formed this thing called the Philadelphia Area Trainers Champions League. Oh my gosh, it's a pretty big one. But we might shorten it. But I don't know. I kind of like the name of it. It has a nice ring to it. Philadelphia Area Trainer Champions League. So anyways, what that is that me and a couple of trainers around the area, we're talking about challenging each other. And when we started talking about that, some other trainers kind of jumped in and they were interested. And we might have something going on here that we might have trainers that are going to be interested in racing each other, lifting against each other, something like an unorthodox CrossFit trainer league. So it's not going to be like muscle-ups and farmer's carries and stuff like that. It might be, but the way I see it, it's going to have a few unorthodox events. I don't want to go too much into the events right now, but on Facebook, I've just started opening up this group. We have the first event. It's going to be on September, officially September 15th. That's a Saturday. We've been kind of going back and forth about the dates. I think I talked about this one time earlier on, and we kind of changed the dates around. But September 15th is going to be the first event. We're going to have some people over there. I think it's so far we're going to have me and another person versus two other trainers. So it's going to be four people competing. Hopefully. So far, we've got four people confirmed, but we have four people competing, hopefully, and it's going to be a dual challenge. So it's not going to be 2-on-2 or 4-on-1. It's going to be 1-on-1 and then 1-on-1. And then, like, the champions from there are going to compete against each other in another week, and we'll just keep going from there. And who knows? Like I said, we're trying to find the greatest trainer champion in the city. So this is gonna be fun. I'm like really excited about this. I was kind of nervous about this, hence the subject for this for today's podcast. I was like kind of making it bigger than it should have been, and I just know that it's something that a lot of people would be interested in, but I was just so afraid to I was afraid of like all the details and stuff like that. But I was just like, you know what, just take a step forward, just hit a broad approach, just take a step forward, and all of a sudden the details will start kind of getting taken care of, because if you start doing the work, then, you know, eventually stuff starts getting filled in, especially if you give yourself enough time. And September 15th is almost a month away. So I think we should be good. So anyways, it's going to be at 700 Pont Breeze Road, and that is in Ardmore. And I have a Facebook page, or I have a Facebook event for it. And I will soon be putting something up on the website. Hopefully I can actually even have something on the website up by the time this podcast gets out. We'll see about that. So that might be a little ambitious. But anyways, I'll be talking about this a little bit more in the future, probably all the way throughout the month until the day of the event. And I promise you, from the way it's looking, this is going to be a pretty big event. So anyways, that does it for my day. I'm happy to start the week with you. I hope you're happy to start the week with me. And we'll catch back up tomorrow, hopefully. All right, talk soon. And as always, keep good company.